Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, a winning day on Saturday. Not by much, but I'll take it. So let's recap the winning card for you. In the NBA, well, it all started seashells and balloons for me. I cash on the Cavaliers, minus the 4.5. I cash on Minnesota, minus the 1.5. The problem is, I didn't get the memo that said every home favorite was going to cover on Saturday. So I bet a couple underdogs, and it didn't go my way. The 76ers teased me, but ultimately, I lose the plus 3.5. The Lakers teased me. They got up 12 in the first half. I had the plus 7.5 ticket, but the third quarter was one to forget. I get crushed in the end, and I lose that ticket. So 2-2 in the NBA. Major League Baseball, that was a roller coaster as well. I lose on the Texas Rangers, money line at Atlanta. Yes, Charlie Morton does it to me again. Betting into the Braves, cross that one off the list. Not the best idea. Put an asterisk next to the next one. I lose on the Rockies' first 5 money line, but when I put things in, I had no idea Luis Castillo was going to go for Seattle. Had I known that, I would have never touched it. You guys know I love Luis Castillo. But yes, I did it, and I lose the ticket. Then the Nerfies do work out for me. I cash in the Rays and the Yankees, no runs in the first inning. I cash in the Marlins and the Cubs, no runs in the first inning. I cash on the Orioles and the Royals, no runs in the first inning. Thank you to the Nerfies. They carried me on Saturday. I had the D-backs first 5 run line. Yeah, that didn't work out for me either. Then I had Zach Wheeler to win. Yes, just to win. Get a pitching win. He was winless on the season. He took a no-hitter late into the game. Felt great about everything. They're up 9-0 in the 9th inning. I got an easy winner, right? I marked it down as a win. It's 9-0. But the White Sox, who can't hit anything, score 5 runs in the top of the 9th. They have the bases juiced, so the tying run is at the plate. And I am saying to myself, if I lose this wager, I may be done with baseball for the season because that would be the end of me, up 9-0 in the 9th inning, and my starting pitcher can't hold on for the victory. And then if they would have won that game like 11-9 in the bottom of the 9th, I would have been furious that I didn't bet the run line. Lucky for me, they got the out, so I'm still here. I'm still going to bet baseball. They win the game 9-5, but that should have never, ever got that interesting for me, having to sweat it out with a tying run at the plate with the White Sox needing to score 9 in the top of the 9th. Add it all together, I go 6-5 in the day. Like I said, I eked out just a little bit of profit, but I'll take profit against losing any day of the week. So now let's get to the card for Sunday. We'll start with the NBA. Can every home favorite win again? Well, I hope not. I start with an underdog. I'm on the Miami Heat plus the 14 at the Boston Celtics. So once again, no handicap for me in the NBA. I'm not an NBA aficionado anyway, so I'm just going to give you the plays. Game number 2, I'm going to take the Dallas Mavericks minus the 2 on the road here. Be our first road team to win a game at the LA Clippers. The Mavs are actually a trendy pick to win the West. They could be a dangerous out here. So I'm going to lay the 2 once again with Dallas at LA. Next on the card, it's the Milwaukee Bucks plus the 1.5 against the Indiana Pacers. So the injury news had me wanting to back the Pacers, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go with the Bucks here plus the 1.5 against Indiana. Then to wrap up the card of the NBA, I have the Oklahoma City Thunder minus the 8 against New Orleans. So that's my card for the NBA. Next up on the card, we got a Major League Baseball. We start with a run line. And I may find a way to get a little bit more money on this game somehow, some way, once the rest of the numbers come out. But what I did put in here on Saturday night is the LA Dodgers minus the 1.5 on the run line against the New York Mets at the minus 120. So the money line is currently minus 225. It's Tyler Glasnow getting the call for the Dodgers, looking to end a losing skid. Yes, the Dodgers are in a bit of a funk of late. He has a 3.72 ERA on the season, a 0.97 whip, after giving up 6 runs over 5 innings against the Nationals last time out. Lost a little penny on that one, that's for sure. The Mets hitters are a career 5-4-41 against him. That's a 122 batting average against. Adrian Hauser goes for the Mets, a 4.70 ERA in the season and a 1.50 whip. That whip isn't the best. The Dodgers do still rank 4th in OPS against righties, so that's a good thing. But LA lost 2 of 3 to the Cubbies. They lost 2 of 3 to the Padres. They lost 2 of 3 to the Nationals. And now the Mets are looking for a sweep in LA. What is going on with the Dodgers? Well, I think Glasnow is the right guy to stop the bleeding today. Dodger Blue Sticks actually took 10 walks on Saturday. They just couldn't convert. They were 2 of 12 with runners in scoring position at the plate. I feel like a breakout day is coming today. So give me the Dodgers on the run line, minus the 1.5 against the red-hot New York Mets at the minus 120. Next up on the card, we go to my first of 2 Nerfies. Nerfie number 1. It is the Oakland Athletics at the Cleveland Guardians at a minus 125. So I don't love the price, but I'm still going to play it. Cleveland ranks 15th in OPS against righties. Oakland ranks 28th. The Athletics rank 29th in runs per game, but Cleveland does rank 5th, so that does concern me. Tanner Bibee had a 2.98 ERA and a 1.18 whip last year for the Guardians over 142 innings. Earlier this season, Oakland scored 3 off of him over only 4 innings of baseball. I think I lost that bet too, if I remember that. So I do expect better today from Bibee. So I feel good about the top half of the first. The bottom half, though, scares me with Ross Stripling on the hill. The veteran has a career 4.00 ERA, but he was over 5 last year, and he is again this season, so that's not good. He allowed 5 runs over 5 innings in the first meeting against Cleveland. He has only 1 good start out of 4 this season. I need just 3 outs without a run in the first from Stripling. I think he can do it. Give me Oakland and Cleveland. No runs in the first inning at the minus 125.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Next up on the card, it's Nerfie number 2 for me. It's the Milwaukee Brewers at the St. Louis Cardinals at a minus 125. So the Cardinals are 25th in OPS against righties. The Brew Crew ranked number 2. Yes, they can hit the baseball this year. So nothing will be easy for Sonny Gray today. But he has tossed 11 scoreless innings to start the season with a 0.82 whip. Last season, he had a 2.79 ERA with Minnesota. I always like good pitching over good hitting, so I feel good about the first 3 outs of this game. The bottom of the first, well, I'm going to count on Colin Ray to continue his strong season. He has a 2.70 ERA and a 1.20 whip over his first 3 starts. Please, no runs in the first. I'll take Milwaukee and St. Louis, no runs in the first inning at the minus 125. Next up on the card, it's a first 5 run line. Got to mix in a little plus money here since it's a little chalky today. I'm going to take the Arizona Diamondbacks minus the half a run at the San Francisco Giants at a plus 130. So I'm sure some of you thought this would have been a Nerfie for me. I had it on my Nerfie list, but I pulled it off since I didn't want conflicting wagers, especially since the Nerfy was at a minus 145. Jordan Hicks goes for the Giants, a 1.57 ERA and a 0.91 whip this season over 23 innings. He has a career 3.65 ERA. I can't talk tonight, obviously. Merrill Kelly goes for Arizona, a 2.19 ERA and a 0.93 whip. Four starts this season. He's allowed two or fewer runs in each of those starts. So Kelly has been good and consistent. San Francisco hitters are a career 29 for 144 against him. That's a 201 batting average against. I like the D-backs to bounce back strong today, so I'm going to grab the plus money here. Give me Arizona minus the half a run at San Francisco in the first five at the plus 130. Then the final game of the card for me, it's another run line. It's the Philadelphia Phillies minus the 1.5 against the Chicago White Sox at a minus 135. So hopefully the juice will be worth the squeeze here. The White Sox are 3-17 on the season. That's a 150 winning percentage. I can kind of relate to that at times. I go through streaks like that. They are 2-5 in one-run games. So that means 70% of their losses this year have been by two or more runs. That's not good. After a rocky opener against Atlanta, Aaron Nola for the Phillies has pitched 19 innings in the month of April and allowed just three runs on only nine hits. Yes, nine hits allowed over 19 innings pitched in April. He's facing the White Sox today. They've almost been no-hit back-to-back nights deep into the game. Yeah, I'll take my chances here. Give me the Phillies, minus the 1.5 over the White Sox at a minus 135. So let's recap my card here for Sunday. In the NBA, I'm on the Miami Heat, plus the 14 at Boston. I'm on the Dallas Mavericks, minus the 2 at the LA Clippers. I'm on the Milwaukee Bucks, plus the 1.5 against the Indiana Pacers. I'm on the Oklahoma City Thunder, minus the 8, against the New Orleans Pelicans. Major League Baseball, I'm on the run line with the LA Dodgers, minus the 1.5 against the New York Mets at a minus 120. Nerfy, number 1, I'm on the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Guardians. No runs in the first inning at a minus 125. Nerfy, number 2, I'm on the Milwaukee Brewers at the St. Louis Cardinals. No runs in the first inning at a minus 125. First five run line, I'm on the Arizona Diamondbacks, minus the half a run at the San Francisco Giants at a plus 130. And a run line for you, I'm on the Philadelphia Phillies, minus the 1.5 against the Chicago White Sox at a minus 135. So that's my card for a Sunday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.